T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, this makes me a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
I hear this song, I think of a Flyers face-off with Eric Lindros. And now I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm the one that has to get out there on the court. So. Come on, man.
Pressure's all on you, Jeff.
I don't like it that way.
Hey, actually. Did you practice at any point?
I did not. I mean, unless you count, when I walked in here, I took maybe 10 shots.
Nah, it doesn't count.
No, I did not practice. Last two times, I had shot quite a bit in the weeks leading up to these competitions.
Oh, so you tried a different approach.
You're
this
like
time
Kyle Schwarber.
Nothing.
Like Kyle Schwarber told us.
I did nothing.
Maybe back off, do less.
Do less.
All right.
You know, sometimes you press and you do too much, and then you shoot
70. It's like a test case for whether Kyle Schwarber will have a good start to the season.
That's right. All right, the half-court shooting contest will start soon. Knockout in an hour. You got to be here and able to participate in it. Free throw shooting contest. A lot of notable, some local Big Five athletes and the such. That'll be around 8:40 today. Now, one other thing I got to say, because we've got a nice crowd already here, and obviously we'll get more people here. Doors are open. Doors opened a half hour ago. Come on out. Parking's very easy. There is some food that you can buy, concessions, obviously at a pretty cheap cost. So get here if you can. I got to give a shout out to one person who's here in particular, and I am stunned, and I mean stunned, by this decision to be here. Because we think, you know, WIP Full Court Frenzy, kind of a cool event. We'll see how it goes. But there's someone who thinks it's a really cool event. My man Bob, sitting in a Jalen Hurts jersey across the way from us. Guys, I just talked to him. I'm not making this up. He flew in for this event last night from Orlando.
No way.
And I'm like, yeah, but it just coincides, right? This just coincides with your trip to Philly. He's like, nope.
Oh,
I came here from Orlando for this event.
Thank you, Bob.
Was he able to hop on Jeffrey Lurie's jet?
Yeah. Right.
Bob is a boss. Bob, God bless you,
Bob.
Sir.
Yes.
And a
boss Bob.
Sweet Hurts jersey.
He should just be
too.
Called Boss Bob from here forward. Boss Bob, thank you.
Unbelievable. Hey, bring the kids out if you get a chance. You know, I know a lot of kids are on spring break this week with school, so come on out. Got to be 18 or older to shoot. To participate in the events, but obviously you can hang. We're going to have a lot of notables here, and we look forward to, you know, obviously entertaining you over the next couple hours. 215-592-9494.
I don't know if people realize that you could very easily go down. You could tank in this contest today at a greater, I don't know, degree than you've ever tanked
before.
Well,
I could.
Because your second round is brutal.
Well, his first
your
round
second,
could be round. We
okay,
don't even
right,
know. Like,
right.
There's an
his
a, could,
first
yeah,
round.
Who knows?
Could his first round could be the surprise of the tournament in N'Kobe Dean, who I am surmising.
I'm
is
expecting
probably,
he's at least solid.
He's probably a sharpshooter.
So. I don't think
the
it's like a
he
walk
wanted to
through.
Be here. Yeah. He is probably a sharpshooter, so he's probably good. Maybe you can beat him. Maybe not.
I agree
but
with you.
Round two.
I know. I believe
you. You've never achieved your goal of 80%.
Correct.
Free throws.
Correct.
And your competitor for round two last year, which was in a, I don't want to call it a half-hearted effort, but it didn't feel like he was really all, he wasn't trying that
hard. He wasn't
hard.
Given 100%.
He wasn't, if I can make it any clearer, like it was like breathing the way that he was shooting. Mm-hmm. It was replicable beyond replicable.
And he still shot 94%.
94!
I know. Look, it's bad. It's bad news for me. I get it.
Which is awesome.
Here's something that might be bad news for the Phillies. So, and again, come on out, Full Court Frenzy, if you can, at Villanova today. So here's an issue that I didn't expect to be an issue. I'm hopping topics here to baseball. So the Jordan Montgomery thing, I think a lot of people, and I was one of them, were of the mindset, not a big deal if the Phillies don't get Jordan Montgomery. Got a good team. I'm happy with John Middleton for spending all these millions, probably add it all up, billions of dollars. Like, we're good. And that was my mindset until I saw a headline. The Arizona Diamondbacks have signed Jordan Montgomery.
Of all teams.
And then I think, oh, for the love of God. Why did it have to be them? You got to imagine for Middleton and Dombrowski, this is probably the worst case scenario. James, if they're not going to sign Jordan Montgomery, I cannot imagine, would have preferred the Diamondbacks. 1 year, $25 million, by the way, so it's not that long commitment. You can still have the pathway for all the minor league guys to do their thing in future years. I mean, this is the kind of deal a lot of Phillies fans, if you found out, hey, it's just 1 year, $25 million, a lot of people would say, go do it. Not only does he sign that kind of deal, not here, he signs it with the team that knocks you out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it couldn't be worse. I mean, the Braves maybe are the only one that's even comparable. If the Braves had signed him, it's just as annoying. But, yeah, I mean, look, that it makes sense for the Diamondbacks. Their big offseason signing was Eduardo Rodriguez. He's out indefinitely now. He has a lat thing or something like that, or a shoulder thing. So it makes sense that they would go out and add they needed a pitcher. But from an optics perspective for the Phillies, yeah, like it couldn't have played out worse.
It is not ideal. All right, what do you make of that? Were you of the mindset?
Especially signing now, not waiting like a month and then he signs the Diamondbacks. Like, he's here.
Well, especially with Taiwan a little banged up. Who knows?
At this moment, exactly. Yeah, if he had signed 5 days ago, I'd be like, whatever.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of this. Let's get to Adrian right now. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Adrian.
What's up, buddy?
How y'all guys doing? You know, super. I just you know, with the Harden thing, man, I thought we should have never went and got him when we got him, but we got him. All right, so, and then you don't trade him. I mean, Morey is a moron, man. I mean, it's evident that he lied to him because he traded him to the team he wanted to go to. Then we get all these draft pickbacks. We get all this slot back for him. And then we don't go out and get OG. We don't go out and get Samaki. We let everybody else around us get better, and he just sits on his hand, and we still got Tobias. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's pretty bad. There's no doubt about it. Look, one of the things that's hard in the NBA is when you trade a great player, the player has so much power to say where he doesn't want to go because he'll refuse to sign a new contract. He'll refuse to be happy. You know, there's a bunch of teams, I believe, not to mention the fact it's not like James Harden was in his prime. It's not like he was making a cheap salary, and it's not like he's considered a good dude. So you add all that up. It actually, I think, was harder to trade him than you would have hoped. And that's part of why, you know, it turned. I mean, look, they didn't get any players back. What they got back is two first-round picks. The players, that's, I mean, enough.
That's my whole point. They got two first-round draft picks, a bunch of slot back. Now you got opportunity. I mean, Toronto was just giving away all their best players. We got none of them. Indiana got better. Look how much better Indiana is. We bring Samaki in here and B go down, we still good. We ain't even fighting for no playing. We right where we need to be.
Look, if they had Harden, Maxey, and Embiid, and again, that would be a healthy Embiid, obviously they would have had a shot. I mean, they were pretty close to beating the Celtics last year. Now, in the end, a lot of people still wouldn't believe because of how disastrous it was at the end of Game 6 and then the disaster of Game 7. But yeah, they certainly would have had a better shot than, you know, Maxey, Embiid, and Manny Moe and Jack. I mean, there's nothing out there right now. There's nothing out there.
I got a side talk for y'all for what happens once a year. Everybody anticipates the Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl commercials, you got it. So the advertisers once a year.
I
think that pales in comparison to the NFL owning Super Bowl Sunday.
I also think the commercials have gone downhill.
Big time, dude.
I mean, give me a Bud Bowl. Give me
Joe. I would say the last 3-4 years, there's not a single commercial that stood out to me the way like 10
well, there was a couple decent ones.
They were fine.
Year.
The Beyonce one was okay. We'd be like, which of the 15 ones was the best? Like, it mattered.
Now we're to the point where the special ones are the exception, not the rule.
Well said.
Yeah, it used to be you would schedule your breaks so that it was like halftime.
Yep.
Because you needed to see every commercial. It was appointment television.
Yeah, I don't know why it's gotten so. I mean, it's just a commercial.
Dumb.
Make a good commercial.
It feels.
I mean, if you're
going to
spend $6-7 million,
no
whatever
doubt.
It is, make a good commercial.
More than that, even.
Whatever the heck it is. All right. So I said we had a presentation coming up.
Ooh,
tomorrow, of course, is opening day. And Devin Caney, who was late a couple of weeks ago to our show by literally about 30, 60, 90 seconds, whatever it was, because the popo had pulled her over. A caller had
which is
called
a very
in.
Very good reason, a good excuse
yes.
for being
thank
late.
Thank you. If it's you, still shameful, clearly.
It's also criminal activity. I mean, let's not, okay. you know, there's actual criminal activity.
That's a good yeah. point, yes.
You put me on trial, and I'm guilty. I accept
all right, so
here.
A caller had brought up the idea a couple weeks ago that Devin's, you know, we look to have fun, ridiculous punishments. I've had my share through the years. I had, yeah. had my freaking nipples waxed, yeah. okay? So sometimes we go into the ridiculous mode. A caller has suggested about a month ago that Devin's punishment should have to be wearing my full Phillies uniform on opening day. Hmm. Devin, I have in my hands the full Phillies uniform.
Oh, wow.
It
says
dry clean,
extremely hygienic.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it has
so
been dry
good.
Cleaned. I'm going to officially present it to you.
Thank you.
And thank
oh,
you for saying thank you.
Too.
And and there it is. Wow. So, Devin, tomorrow or Friday, whichever day happens to be the game, or unfortunately for you, if it turns into both. There's a chance.
Do I have to wear a boat?
Well, I'm just saying, if that game gets, if it starts, but it gets rained out,
oh,
they move it to
buddy.
Friday. That's
oh,
2 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
So.
So I think the full reality of this is finally hitting me. Ava Graham and I went down to the pro shop yesterday because she was kind enough to be like, Devin, I'm not going to let you wear Joe's socks. Yep. We're going to buy you some Philly socks. So no. thank you, Ava, for that. Literally didn't even say anything. One of the workers in the Philly's pro shop comes up to me. He's like. So you're getting stuff. For-
no.
And we were like,
no.
yeah. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry about that.
I find
so-
it interesting, Devin, that he gave you the
undershirt.
The shirt
yeah.
to wear
I'm actually glad he did
because
I didn't know what to wear under.
It's
but
a big
that's
part.
That's not
of
a uniform. That's just
it's a
t-shirt.
Very big part of it.
Yeah,
it's
but,
shirt.
But it's a nice little accessory. All right, Devin, here's the belt also. I'm going to present you with the
oh,
belt,
oh my God.
Which
oh.
is key.
You've got to have the belt.
And the thing that always makes the uniform.
Oh, the gloves.
The gloves.
Oh, the batting gloves.
The batting
oh,
gloves.
Oh, got
thank
both.
You for
okay.
Yes, yes. Now, I will admit, that's the only thing that hasn't been washed. Hasn't been washed.
I don't think so.
What? Are you no. sure? Are you sure?
No,
they're for
no,
tiny
don't.
Hands. I don't know.
All right. 215-592-9494. So tomorrow, if you're at the game, or Friday, if the game gets delayed until Friday, obviously be on the lookout for Devin. I'm sure she'll spend some time in the stands, just sitting in her seat.
It'll be hard
but
to miss
her. But there will
her.
Be some
yeah.
times where she's got
to
walk through that concourse. And we'll have some fun with that. All right. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we will get the shooting. To begin here with the half-court shooting competition from WIP's full-court frenzy at Villanova, plus the NFL with a pretty significant rule change yesterday. We'll get to that and what Saquon
said. It's a huge
said.
Deal.
It's a big deal.
Holy cow.
It's a big
changing
deal.
Changing the game.
They really are changing the game.
Oh,
no, the NFL
man.
Made a substantial rule change yesterday, plus Saquon, what he said to Jason Kelce. That and more from Jeffrey Lurie from yesterday. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, we are at Villanova's Pavilion. Great to be with you. Come on out if you get the chance. It's 94 WIP.
As morning show listeners, you've heard me talk about the incredible physical therapy team at NovaCare Rehabilitation. They've helped me. They've helped so many people get back to work, life, and the activities they love. What you might not know is they have a specialized program which helps people impacted by cancer. Through the Vervital Cancer Rehabilitation Program, their physical and occupational therapists work with cancer survivors who might be experiencing treatment-related side effects, including pain, fatigue, weakness, and lymphedema. NovaCare's certified Revital therapists are specially trained in oncology. They understand the unique challenges that patients face during and after treatment. So if you or someone you love is preparing for treatment or dealing with late and lasting effects, go to NovaCare.com to learn more about their Revital Cancer Rehabilitation Program and connect with a Revital therapist at a center near you. NovaCare is there to help support your recovery and help you get back to the things that matter most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it is WIP's Full Court Frenzy. And if Clubber Lang was here, I'd knock him out. But Clubber Lang would probably knock me out first.
Probably?
Probably. Well, isn't that the story of Rocky III? I mean, he knocks Rock out, and then Rock knocks him out.
Are you Rocky?
You know what? I like to think I am.
How did you become Rocky?
I mean, you are an underdog today. I'll give you
I'm definitely an underdog. Yeah. No doubt about that. All right, it's WIP's Full Court Frenzy. We broadcast from Villanova. We've got a great crew already out here. And the half-court shooting contest is about to begin. I don't know quite the number of people, but it might be about 10 or 15 people in the half-court shooting contest. My understanding is each will get two shots from half-court. And if they in fact tie, meaning two people make it, then there'll be a shoot-off to determine an ultimate winner. By the way, the winner of the various competitions today will get an autographed basketball signed by a lot of notables that'll be out here today. All right, guys, we'll shoot it up. You guys do your thing. We'll do a radio show. But as the shooting begins, reminder, you can come out to Villanova, be here. Also, reminder what so much of this is about today, which is raising money in the fight against cancer. And, you know, Coaches versus Cancer just does such a magnificent job locally with the six schools and both the men's and women's side, both contributing their time, their efforts, their resources to helping raise awareness and ultimately money. And you can donate directly through Coaches versus Cancer to the American Cancer Society. Look, we've all of us, you can't get to the age of 12 without being touched in some way, shape, or form by cancer, whether you've had it yourself, a family member, a friend, you're a fan of someone that had cancer. Listen, John, you and I are in our 40s. I mean, we know hundreds of people through the years that have had cancer. So please consider donating. This is the website, phillycvc.org. Again, phillycvc.org, as the shooting here has begun.
All right, it has officially begun.
It has
begun. Was our first shot was just released from half court.
And it went about halfway to the basket.
We got a line. Yeah. We got a line for the half-court shooting competition.
He went 0 for 2 on that
I'm guessing
one.
We go at the end, John and I?
Yeah, you guys will get out there soon. You guys will go soon. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of hoops, let's remind you of today's Twitter poll question of the day.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
All right, today's poll question, who do you dislike more? A, James Harden. B, Benjamin Simmons. The reason we ask that question, if you don't know, and I know a lot of people haven't been paying a ton of attention to the Sixers lately, Harden's in town. Harden plays the Sixers tonight. And he plays them at the Wells Fargo Center, where obviously he will be greeted by a ton of boos. Now, ultimately, he'll probably win the game. But, you know, the crowd will get its licks in. Harden will probably get his licks in. And look, it's one of those nights you'll always remember because Harden was such an irritant here in Philadelphia. So, obviously, you know, give him the business tonight. And we ask you this question, who do you dislike more, Harden or Ben?
How negative you think it's going to be down there? It doesn't feel like this is being focused upon
it's
properly.
It's because they're not playing well and because Joel's correct. Not there, and it just takes the juice out of it.
Correct. It takes a
lot
of
juice. He's going to get away with this. Like it feels like he's going to get in and out of town without it being a big, massive, uncomfortable deal, which is what I'm dying for it to be for him.
Well, really frustrating also if – my memory's right, and I think it is. Didn't Ben Simmons' first trip here involve him
You're
not playing?
Damn right. Yeah. And then I think his second trip was when MP was out too, I think.
I don't think he actually played back in Philadelphia for like two seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like until last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff loses some
And he still got booed.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll play more of the audio of Sirianni from yesterday and Lurie from yesterday and what those guys said yesterday. Let's get to Will, Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Voltron. How y'all doing today?
Will, I'm watching my I'm watching my nephew shoot here from half court.
Oh, no way.
Now, if no one made it, he's still in the running.
Shout out to Joe's nephew.
At some point, someone's got to make it. Here's my brother actually shooting. Let's see. Let's see what we got here.
Brother? Camera, family affair.
Love it.
That ain't good. All right, Will, I'm sorry.
That's Joe's brother, guys.
Yeah, well, that was
That's Joe's brother.
He can do this. He can do this.
I was trying to distract him a little bit.
Not too bad. That was
He did a nice job.
That was really close.
I really feel sorry. I held it against him that he's your brother.
Right.
Seems like a nice man.
All right, Will, go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
You know, I like what the Phillies is doing, man. I think we're gonna have a great season. I think I'm gonna go to Jalen. I think what he really needs to do is improve, you know, his little flat out passes. You know, get used to it, get in the rhythm of the new, you know, offensive coordinator.
Yeah, totally.
And I believe, you know, like Jalen, he overcame a lot of things, man. I think he can overcome this one, too, and hopefully get us back to the Super Bowl, you know.
Well, look, he certainly can. Whether he will is another matter. Look, we all admire, obviously, his growth from early college player to, you know, near NFL MVP and near Super Bowl MVP. I mean, let's remember, if the Eagles win that game, he wins Super Bowl MVP, hands down. So it's in there, but, man, he's got to improve on – I hate to say some of the basics, but it's like some of the basics, you know, just pocket presence and all that stuff.
Yep.
All right, Will, give me a big answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Okay, you know, I like going outside the box, but, you know, I believe the turkey owns Thanksgiving.
Ooh, what an answer.
Can I tell you something, Will? I think it's a bad answer, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because he dies, the turkey.
I think the human owns the turkey.
Yeah.
All right, Will. I'd say so.
And I make chicken for Thanksgiving because I don't like turkey.
Well, that is fair enough. But all right, so give us a great answer. Who or what owns something once a year? There are some big answers available. Like, I'll give you an answer right now. Like, when you think of someone or something that owns something once a year, Nathan's. With the hot dog
eating. That's a good answer.
Massive answer. We're looking for big answers.
Snapping those hot dogs. Ava,
are
we to shoot?
I think we're up. John and I are up.
Oh, here we go. All right, time for them to go shoot. So while they go shoot, 215-592-9494 for you to continue to weigh in. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Douglasville. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, pal.
Hey, so real quick, I'm going to invoke some caller on Call of the Crime a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Although he did a little bit better today. I will give him that. But first, general public, callers, listeners, whoever, if you have thoughts of calling in, if you're going to call in to multiple shows, can you please say something different each time?
I got you, Mike. All right. Give me what you got here on whatever you're talking about today.
I'm shocked you didn't mention it this time, but Will, get off Derrick Henry, man. I don't know if this
I got you. Like, Mike, I got you. You've made that. I got you. Now, give me a different point here.
What did you guys expect from Jeffrey Lurie yesterday?
I wanted a little bit more bleeding. By the way, Seltzer 0-for-1 on his shooting. He's got one
he got
more.
Got close, though.
Yeah, he got sort of close.
Closer than others have gone. Oh, that one not so much.
All right, Richie's going to have two shots. Mike, I wanted a little bit more bleed out. I wanted a little bit more.
I got a little bit more than I expected, Joe, just in terms of John didn't get very close.
No, and he shot underhand like Rick Barry, and that was a disastrous decision.
He kept bringing up the 49ers came out of their tailspin this year. The Kansas City Chiefs came out, and we didn't. You know, he said, I lived it. I feel it. Like, you know, all you got out of Sirianni and Howie was, the season didn't end the way we'd like it.
Yeah.
You know, they kept repeating that mantra, which, you know, kind of was – I was sick of hearing.
But, Mike, here's where I'm at. When that season ended and Lurie – not Lurie. Sirianni – by the way, John and James both went 0-for-2. We'll talk to him in a second. When Lurie – not – I keep saying Lurie. When Howie and Sirianni did that first press conference 9 days after the season, you could see on their face the pain and the shame.
Absolutely.
Now, do I expect it to be that intense 2 months later with Lurie? No, I don't. 2 months later, I don't. But I wanted a little bit more of that. I mean, dude, they were down 27-0 to the Giants. And I guess part of why it irritates me is Lurie only talks once a year. So, I am a big Lurie fan, all right? A lot of us have come around on Lurie. I think he's a great owner. But I'll just say this. Like, if you're only going to talk once a year, to me, you don't get to play, like, peekaboo and then act like 2 months ago didn't happen. Like, it happened, and I needed more on that.
I felt like he dismissed some of the negatives. The reason he told us the reason he hired Nick, the reasons were magnified over the last 3 years. You know, the good reasons, Well, what were you pointing the magnifying glass at starting last December 3rd, Jeffrey? Were you pointing the magnifying glass at him during the 6 out of 7 losses? Where we didn't feel like we had answers, where those answers were few and far between, if even findable. Do we really believe this season can be different? I do believe that the offense is going to be better. I do believe that the defense will be better. But it's the coordinators who are making the change. There's so many questions.
Look,
how much does Nick stay involved?
I know.
The coordinators are doing the heavy lifting. I still need to know more about how much Nick is involved.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
I just got to say real quick, you guys are very critical on a guy who talks once a year versus, I mean, with Howie and Nick, obviously we get to talk to him multiple times. We're going to see the brutal dead at the very end, and then we're going to watch them slowly revamp themselves back up. Lori's only got an hour to talk or whatever, however much time he has, to display emotions for end of season, but also try to get us excited for next season.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. Who owns something once a year?
How about Pie? Pie owns 314.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Pie yes. Day. Sure. Certainly does.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. All right. So let me tell you who owns the hilarity of WIP for the last 30 years. Mr. Joe Conklin, who I believe Charles Barkley might have an assessment of the shooting that we saw. Now, the audience didn't see, the audience listening. But what would Charles say about what John Ritchie and James Seltzer both just did with their half-court shot, which was a disaster?
Man, pathetic. Pathetic. In the words of Allen Iverson, I got one word for y'all. Practice, man. Practice.
There's not enough practice in the world that could help me there.
I'm
yeah.
just getting in. I don't know why they going to quote me this early in the morning. I'm glad y'all guys are in the morning now. I don't feel bad sleeping at 2 p.m. now in the afternoon.
Man, you guys are bad shooters.
Well, that we saw for sure. So, John, what's your?
I don't think it was bad.
You went under.
We had two chances. I wanted to get good backspin. I thought it was really close on the second one. I mean, actually, pretty close on both. I felt like I needed to find a little more range. Had I had a third opportunity,
it would have gone in.
I'm positive that goes in.
All right, something Saquon Barkley said to Jason Kelce. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. Saquon to Kelce with an interesting comment. That's up ahead in 1 minute.
How's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app? Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of the year. College hoops hysteria plus baseball and golf are back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, too. You can bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and so much more. Make futures bets right now on who wins it all. New users make your first winning $10 sports bet, get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, it's easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions for you. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
WIP's Full Court Frenzy as we broadcast from Nova here today, the Pavilion. Reminder, parking right across the street from where we are, the garage at Ithan and Lancaster. So very easy to get here, very easy to park. Concessions going on so you can get some food. You can participate. So no one won the half-court shot. No one won.
Joe, I would say we all won, for participating.
Well, I didn't see a prize given out. I saw, Reed, did you see a prize?
So what happens?
No, this is not CYO league here.
Yeah.
Well,
we had enough participation.
We all lost.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't
lost.
Get to keep going.
We're all losers today.
But at 8 o'clock, next opportunity with a big game of knockouts. So we'll get that going coming up in about a half an hour. Also, a lot of notables will be here in the next hour or so, including N'Kobe Dean and Harold Jensen and Mike Vreeswijk and Ashley Howard and all sorts of Ruben Amar is going to shoot, Mike Quick. Scott Fransky. Well, look, we'll get some of these guys on, obviously, to talk some sports and shooting prowess or less than shooting prowess. So we'll have some fun up ahead in the next couple hours. I know, by the way, kids, if parents are in the area and you got your kids around, you want to meet the Villanova Wildcat, the cat will be here soon. You can get your picture with the Villanova cat. By the way, shout out to Mark Ferrante, Villanova's coach, as he is already here, Villanova's football coach, that is. So good crew here. Get out if you can. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Saquon. He pops on the Kelce podcast, and an interesting comment in the final second or two of what you're about to hear is not even that long. And it's regular stuff there for a while. And then at the very end, Saquon slips in a comment trying to maybe get Kelsey to play football again. Maybe play with the birds. Listen to Saquon and Kelsey.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm happy. I got a fresh start. I can't wait to meet everybody and just go out there and play ball.
Dude, it's going to be so fun to watch. It's going to be so fun to be a part of. It's going to be great.
You don't got
to
watch it, you know.
You don't got to watch it, you know.
That's awesome.
Pretty good. Pretty quick winner right there.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, I don't think it's going to change anything. I think Jason Kelsey is about to make $20 to $40 million broadcasting. That's got to be very appealing. And his body obviously got pretty beat up through the years, so I don't really hold out hope that he'll come back and play. But I appreciate Saquon Barkley's attempt right there. Let's put it that way. If not, just a little moment of humor. Let's go to Scott in Washington Township. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. I'm actually almost there. I can't wait to watch.
Nice.
But real quick, a request from Conklin. I'd love to hear Jimmy Lynam evaluate some of this.
You know, it's
fun.
A bit of a disgrace, actually. And if you're going to try from half court, okay, at least get a post up down there, go back door with a nice alley-oop or something. If you're not going to – John Ritchie, if you're not going to reach the basket, at least ask for a little help along the way. Okay, Aim?
So, Scott, as good as that was, you know what might be even better? When Jimmy Lynam gets here in about an hour and Jimmy Lynam's talking to Jimmy Lynam.
Oh, buddy!
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I'll be able to tell the difference.
What'd you say, Scott?
You won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he did beat DePaul that year.
And in the Pan Am games, I beat Bhopal. Don't forget about that.
Jordan Montgomery, I think he's okay. He's a little bit inconsistent over the years. And I think the positive spin is that it gives me hope. The Dombrowski and those guys have a lot of confidence in the young guys. You know, maybe Abel's, they plan on him coming up, and they don't want to block the way. And they can always make an adjustment midseason if they have to, especially with $25 million to spend.
Well, that's the idea. All right, Scott, give me an answer here. Who or what owns something once a year?
The United States of America. We own the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's true. 4th of July.
That's a good answer.
What's the irony to the 4th of July being the day, John? If you know your American history and John Adams.
It wasn't signed on the 4th?
Well, I get this a little confused.
It's the second, right?
There was a signing, and then there was an announcement. I believe it was drafted on the second.
Yeah.
I believe it was signed on the fourth. It was then announced thereafter. But Adams specifically went public and said July 2nd would be the celebrated day.
Whoops.
And he called it. He's like, "We're going to have bonfires. We're going to have this." He said all this stuff. It's going to be July 2nd.
And then
it turned into July 4th.
So what a tough break for July 2nd.
Yeah, July 2nd. Got the chef.
But at least it made a long weekend.
That's right. All right, let's listen to some more of Jeffrey Lurie, because Jalen Hurts came up yesterday, obviously as a topic, the Hurts personality thing, the Hurts leadership thing, and Jeffrey Lurie weighed in on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen, what are your thoughts on him being the quiet leader and just the way is what you'd like to see him show a little more exuberance sometimes?
So with Jalen, as I talked about earlier, he's 25 years old, incredible last few years, disappointing ending of the last year as a team. The thing with Jalen, and I mentioned about Nick, but the thing with Jalen is I want him to be authentic, and that's what he is. It's the worst thing to be 24, 25, and to try to be something. Be authentic as he is. He's an excellent, excellent example. So, you know, there's times for the stoicism. When we were 10-1, people said, oh, it's because of Jalen's stoicism and calm under the storm that we were 10-1 on all those close games, and then lose a few, and, maybe he's not, you know, as demonstrative or whatever. I love the way Jalen is. I think he has his own style. I think he'll... Like every quarterback goes through ebbs and flows in their career. And so there were so many ups, and then we had a really difficult final 5-6 games of the year. He will adjust to that and lead the way, because he's really respected for being who he is.
Well, Lurie with some endorsements yesterday. One, obviously, on Sirianni. Another notable one was Hurts with what you saw there, wants him to be authentic. Look, it's a reasonable argument, obviously, to say be yourself, be authentic. The problem is if that doesn't register with people.
In that role.
It registers.
I don't know, John. I don't know about that. I don't know that it does. I mean, let me put it this way.
Jalen.
It registered in the good times, I think, but the bad times might require something different.
But that's the same holds true for every leader, every quarterback. Yeah, times get tough. You need a little extra. We weren't able to navigate
well,
that
it seems like
properly
he
last
wasn't
year.
He wasn't able to.
That's part of it.
Well, so be yourself or be different.
Well, you're going to have to be better. You're going to have to be different. You're going to have to be better. You're going to have to use last year as a reference point that you refer to and improve upon with regularity.
And he's only 25 years old.
Exactly.
He's 25. That's my point.
Lots of
25 years
old.
Like because he's so the way he carries himself and the way he goes about his business, it almost feels like he's older than he is. But he still has time to grow and learn. You know, and this is his first. Like I know he got benched in college, but in the pros, this is his first stretch of prolonged failure. Like how he reacts to this, and how he learns to react to this, could be formative.
Hard to change personality, though.
Sure, but again, it worked when they were winning. They almost won the Super Bowl with
him. It's part of the greatness. Like his personality is the intangible part that we were making fun of initially for the only thing that he had to offer. We were saying he's Captain Intangible because of his personality and leadership skills.
Well, here's another big topic that came up yesterday, and it certainly sounded like Lurie wanted to make a real point to pin some of the offensive struggles on the offense getting out of whack. That was... You know, I mean, that coordinator's gone, Brian Johnson. Then, obviously, the defensive situation was a disaster. Now, I think we all know personnel was the biggest issue. They just didn't have players, not good enough players, at least. But there was also a very notable and, frankly, controversial coordinator change in season when the team had a great record. Listen to Lurie yesterday talking about that change.
What was your evaluation of the process and the results for the defensive coordinator replacement midseason?
I think it didn't work. I think one thing I give Nick a lot of credit for is in a profession where there's a lot of comfortability, Nick has never taken that approach. He takes what he thinks is in the best interest of the team, whether it was from turning over the play calling to Shane Steichen early on to feeling even at, what were we, 9-3 or whatever our record was at the time, making a change in the defensive play calling in hopes that we would even be better in the last part of the season. So, you know, one of the things I really respect about Nick is his ability to evaluate where we're at, where he's at, where he thinks the team needs, and he's very little ego to go in with that. And that's really important, I think, in a leader.
Again, you had a lot of endorsement of Sirianni from Lurie yesterday. First off, it wasn't 9-3, just for point of reference. Obviously, they were 10-1, so there was no 9-3 within the season. But it doesn't much matter. He just had the wrong record.
Must have meant 10-3, maybe?
Probably. John, do we believe Lurie? Do we believe Howie? Do we believe Nick that it was Nick Sirianni's call to change coordinators?
No.
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 Because they all keep saying
they're driving that point home.
They all keep saying
until they can't drive it home any longer. They're going to keep this up.
Well, I mean,
until we believe it or until we say, hey, you know, like, I guess we need to start worrying about something else.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on that, what you've heard so far related to Lurie yesterday. Let's also, John, just kind of reset the tables because, you know, one of the things we were talking about out of the gate here today. And it's great to see a lot of people already here. Full Court Frenzy, WIP's Full Court Frenzy at Villanova. Come on out if you can. Doors are open. Concessions are open. Parking is open. So you can be here. You can hang. You can shoot. Obviously meet some of the people that will be here in the next hour or so as a lot of celebs get in here to shoot. Harold Jensen, Mike Rieswick and the such. Michael Barkan, Ruben Amaro, Mike Quick. We'll see what they've all got. You know, John, as we reset the tables here, for those just tuning in, your biggest takeaway from Lurie yesterday is what?
The head coach is playing with his he's coaching with his job on the line this year right out of the gates. I thought it was interesting. Jeffrey said when we were 10-1, I wasn't sure why we'd won the game, but we had. I think you need to do more holding that against your head coach. You know, like, why wasn't that counted against Nick Sirianni more? I guess that's my biggest hang up. When Nick Sirianni is still around, and we don't know. And I guess we don't have to know how involved he is with the offense and the defense and everything else. It would just be comforting to know that he's, you know, behind the scenes doing the things that help this team win. I don't know. It feels like we had to go out and purchase a new offensive and defensive coordinator
to save the day, almost.
It is what it feels like.
And that's a bizarre feeling.
It is.
That the guy, our head guy, remember, Andy Reid was our head guy, the guy who fathered every, you know, coaching tree in the NFL. He's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
This feels completely different. Other side of the coin.
James, your biggest takeaway from Lori yesterday, what is it?
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway was it was what I expected. I expected him to come out and defend Nick. I expected him to come out and say, we never consider getting rid of him. We believe in this guy. And honestly, as much as I did want some, to put it your way, blood, like I wanted him to feel us a little more.
And he didn't do that.
And he didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
But at the same time, like, I don't blame him. I understand where he's coming from. He came out. He's going to defend the coach they decided to keep. He was never going to, you know, I think he went as far as he could, even saying he's like, didn't say he's on the hot seat, but he's like, every coach in the NFL is always on the hot seat. I think that was as far as he was going to go on that. And then otherwise, like, I think he's trying to distance himself and the team from the stretch at the end of the season and point out, rightfully so, that they have been a good organization a lot more than they've been a bad organization.
That's true.
So, like, while I wanted a little more blood, you know, I'm not surprised with what he said, and I don't blame him for what he said.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this.
When he talked about the ego thing, it clicked home to me. If Nick Sirianni had any ego at all during that 9-day span, he would likely be gone. You know, Doug Peterson was unwilling to move off of his coordinators. And we believe that's a big reason why he was gone.
Absolutely.
Nick Sirianni moved off of his coordinators. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
All right, let's go to that is a big difference right there. I agree with that. Let's go to Justin right now. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are y'all?
Doing all right.
What up, Jimmy?
Hey, Justin. How you doing, pal?
Whoa.
Hey,
get
this is
your
my
own
guy. It's Justin. That's my buddy Justin in Richmond.
All right, settle down.
Hi,
he's a
Justin.
Go Birds original caller, one of the go-tos. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
One of the
thank
few and the proud.
Of course Seltzer's going to get a shout-out. He deserves it, man. Well, it's interesting that you guys were just talking about that because that's actually why I called up. That was probably the initial thing that I took from the Lurie press conference the most. Was when he was asked about Sirianni's job security, and he didn't just immediately come out and say that he was safe, right? Like, I think that that's something that we would probably all want our bosses to say. Is like, yeah, you know, like, they're safe. They're not on the hot seat. They're not coaching for their job. Like, obviously, he's not going to come out and say, yeah, the seat's hot.
Justin, his response,
but that's what he said without saying it.
His response when asked about Nick's job security was, there's no coach who's not feeling pressure to perform. He's shown all the ingredients to have outstanding success. Our roster development, Howie, you didn't ask about that. But Howie's extremely analytical and self-critical. Like, that's where it went.
It's called deflecting.
Oh, my gosh.
It is called deflecting.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, he said that his seat was hot without actually saying it. And that, you know, I think everybody could read through that. And I think it's interesting because a lot of his answers, you know, you're like, all right, what are you saying here? That was one that we all knew what he was saying there when he said it. So that was a really interesting interesting comment from him.
All right, Justin, give me a big answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Man, I'm gonna try, but I'm struggling with this one. I'm actually gonna say moms on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
It's not bad.
Appreciate the phone call, my man. 215-592-9494. Wechter back in the studio. Take care of that. Call screener is getting a little weird here. Moms on Mother's Day is a good answer. All right, speaking of answers, James, we need your answer on the James Harden thing. For those that don't know, it's happening tonight, Harden in Philadelphia. So we're sort of playing in we've got a lot of different games going on here. By the way, including a big old game of knockout that's going to start soon. You got to be here to play, so get here in the next couple minutes to play in knockout, which will start around 8 o'clock.
We got people filing out of the stands,
to be ready
looks
to play.
Like, yeah, to play knockout.
Yeah, they're not walking out
and
of
it
the
looks
arena.
Like your nephew
that'd be tough.
Is going to play some knockout,
well, you know he's going to play knockout. I'm going to play knockout.
Are you going to try to
win? Win.
Oh, look at
wait,
you.
You're playing knockout?
You're not going to win.
With the shooting I saw from the whole collection of people that were here shooting the last
they were
half
shooting half-court shots.
All right, well, they made none.
They were half-court shots.
Yeah, well, all right. So here's the deal. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Well, Harden.
Harden, yeah.
All right, so for those that don't know, Harden's in town. And one of the many games we got today is this imaginary game called, because it's possible, imagine if James Harden is in his hotel room listening to WIP right now. And you want to get it off your chest. You want to let Harden know what you think of him and what he did and who he is and just Seltzer, the floor is yours. James Harden's listening. What do you say to him?
James, I'm talking to you right now. Right now. Now, I'm going to start by saying I can't say what I really want to say because I would get fired. I'm not getting fired for you, James Harden. All I'll say is I hate you. I actually hate you for what you did to my team. Like, I think you are an embarrassment to professional sports. I think the way you carry yourself and the way you go about your business is a disgrace. And I hope you know that. I hope you understand that. And that's why, at the end of the day, yeah, you'll get in the Hall of Fame. You'll get your stupid accolades, the Hall of Fame. That doesn't even matter these days. But you know what? You're a loser. And you'll never win a championship. You'll never be part of a winning team, a true winning team, because you are selfish and you're a freaking loser. And I hate you.
Yeah, wow. Seltzer, it's strong, but it's good. You know, one of the things that stands out to me, we're going to have a lot of, you know, former Big Five stars here today shooting. And, you know, you watch the Big Five games and they try hard. I mean, yeah, they're not as good as an NBA Hall of Famer typically, but they try hard. And, you know, I think about Sixers basketball through the years. And one of the things that really, really bothers me about Harden, like, I grew up on the effort of Moses Malone, the effort of Charles Barkley. You know, then when I got a little older, you know, you couldn't have tried harder than Allen Iverson. You couldn't have tried harder than Bobby Jones. Now, you could have practiced better than Allen Iverson, but you couldn't have tried in the game harder. I mean, John, of everything with Harden, and there's like 10 or 15 different things that disgust me, maybe the thing that bothers me the most, maybe, I don't know, there's like five whoppers. But when he would just not run back on defense and act like it was an affront to him, he would just quit.
The problem is he would quit.
Maybe sick.
That's the theme for James Harden. Thematic quitting is his life story. You know, he's lying on the court as his teammates are trying to defend 4-on-5 at the other end.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to matter.
He doesn't even pretend
to
try.
He's leaving town as his teammates are trying to pick up the pieces, and it doesn't seem to matter to him. That's just the story of James Harden.
I think, yeah, maybe the biggest thing, and again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494 with Harden back tonight against the Sixers. Maybe the biggest thing is all the stuff he does, quote, wrong, you know, whatever you want to call it. How he seems to have no remorse or shame about it.
Right.
Because he doesn't.
But and that's where he's so similar to Ben.
When has it ever impacted him negatively?
You're right.
That's true. I mean, he goes the other way. Right. He's like indignant about it. He's like, it's almost like he's proud of how he acts.
Of millions of dollars by doing this.
Yeah.
He's abused the system, abused his teammates and coaches, gotten them fired along the way, every step of the way. And he's making out like a bandit.
Look, my thing is, if you're going to do something in life, do it with class. And that's why when I win the free throw shooting contest later today, I will not only cut down one net, I will go to the other end of the court, and I will cut down both nets.
Well, we know that from the hammer.
Touch the net.
I'll figure how long it was before you start your stuff again, all running your own mouth. What was your percentage? You said
last year, 72.
72.
Is it last year or is it this year, Embiid?
Claim to see you can't tell the difference between Embiid and
Barkley. I was going to say, it's clearly Barkley right there. It's Charles Barkley.
Sorry.
Embiid's laying on the floor out there at half court.
All right, let's get to Dominic right now. So what you would say to Harden, imaginary world, he's listening. Maybe it's not imaginary. Maybe he is listening. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most from Sirianni yesterday, and obviously most especially Lurie? We only hear from Lurie once a year these days, unless the Eagles advance to, like, an NFC championship game like they did in 2017, and then he's dancing in the locker room and starts doing all sorts of interviews. So Lurie has gone mostly quiet in recent years, and I found him yesterday, like, I think he's a great owner. I found him a little flat yesterday. I needed a little bit more on the pain side of how bad things ended, and I didn't feel, frankly, we got that yesterday. 215-592-9494, plus Philly's enthusiasm, obviously, approaching opening day, which is tomorrow. Let's get to, and so, Devin's got to wear that jersey tomorrow, which is a whole nother debacle.
Net jersey, uniform tomorrow.
Uniform.
Well, full garb.
Exactly. The T-shirt beneath the jersey. Also.
Devin, you're going to be in a lot of photographs tomorrow. You know that.
Oh, I know. The reality of it is fully here. I still don't know what footwear to go with because you go full cleats, right?
Oh, red cleats.
Do you have cleats?
Oh, you have red cleats.
Yeah, red cleats. Yeah.
You want to borrow them?
I really leaned into it.
Just you really ain't going to get athlete's
I'm
foot.
I'm absolutely not going to borrow Joe's shoes. I honestly think my feet might be bigger.
I am sure of it. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Dominic right now in Westchester. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, guys. I just want to start off by saying you guys might be playing the best basketball in Villanova court this year.
Oh, no. No. Don't say that.
I
guarantee you I
alum.
Wasn't.
Hey, the Lady Wildcats are still available. They got a game, what is it, tomorrow
Thursday
night?
Thursday night
I beg your pardon?
St. Joe's
NIT.
Women. WBIT.
Knock it off, Conklin. By available, I mean available to win their tournament still up ahead. The ladies, NIT. All right, go ahead, Dominic.
Don't give him a live mic.
Too late.
So I wanted to talk about the Flyers right now, and I don't know how I feel personally about this team. Mm-hmm. I think that we're witnessing something that's like really, really awesome to see a team that had literally basically no expectations potentially make the playoffs. And what I think is really great about it is that a team that they might face in the first round, the Rangers, who are one of the powerhouses in the league right now, I mean, that game was awesome last night. 5-6 goals, back, just blowing punches. But what concerns me is Tortorella himself. And I like Tortorella. I think he embodies the city. But I think that his attitude towards these young players and getting them to play hard, when these players get more experience or in the league longer, I think they're going to start to shut, like,
resent him.
Look, I'll tell you this. As a fan, I'm bothered by it. Now, he's doing a great job
the problem,
motivating them. Now we do got to give him credit for this, Dominic. Yesterday, he apologized for what he had said about the backup goalie. And he specifically cited, without saying Carter Hart by name, he cited the obvious turmoil the organization had with goaltending this year that required a third goaltender to become the second goaltender. And he knows he's thrust into a situation where that goaltender's not that good. And Tortorella thought that his shrug and non-answer when asked about him at the post-game press conference a couple of days ago was, like, basically inappropriate. And I appreciate that Tortorella owned it yesterday and apologized. I thought that was a good step for him.
I do, too. That seems like growth or something.
I just want him to be less jerky at the podium.
Yeah.
He can't be.
That's who he is, right?
That's who he is.
But it doesn't. Dominic, here's my thing. You want to be jerky to the players to motivate them? Fine. I mean, Mike Keenan, Peter Laviolette, John Tortorella, they're all kind of wired the same way to motivate players. Fine. But why do you got to be externally jerky? What did the fans do? What did the writers do? You don't have to be externally jerky.
Externally jerky. That's a good name for an album.
That's how I feel. And it kind of irritates me.
Beef jerky.
Dominic, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
I don't have an answer. I was just trying to talk to Flyers. That's all.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Give me one.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to more of Jeffrey Lurie because there was a lot said yesterday. By the way, we'll get the half court
we got the cat
the
here.
Knockout
we got
game soon.
In the building.
The mascot, the cat is here. Good to see the Wildcat. All right, let's listen to more of Jeffrey Lurie because obviously the most notable thing yesterday was him weighing in on the decision to retain Sirianni. He addressed it a couple of different times, a couple of different ways, Sirianni related stuff. Here is Lurie on the decision to keep Nick.
What went into the process of deciding to retain or not Nick?
Right. We go through a very, very intensive process after every single season. This season was no different. Extremely disappointing ending to the season, the last 5-6 games. Extremely disappointing to me, very frustrating for all of us. But what we do is, and I insist on this, is there's no recency bias, there's no latency bias, there's no bias. Take a very hard look at exactly what the entire season looked at, what the entire history has been over the last few years for our organization, for our team, and listen. You know, I do a lot of listening. I ask a lot of questions. I listen to players. I listen to coaches. I listen to our personnel people, and once, you know, one can assess and meet with Howie, with Nick, go through a lot of details and a lot of plans and a lot of philosophies, it was very easy to be very, very encouraged of where we're at and where we're going forward.
So he spun it with a lot of positives, obviously. Lurie also talked more about, I guess, what you'd call the justification for keeping Sirianni based on past success.
I do know that, you know, until we were hitting that streak of not playing well at the end of the year, we were 31-7 in the previous 38 regular season games. To say the least, that's exceptional. And that's starting with taking a team that has a 4-win season in our final year with Doug and taking it right into a playoff team right away and then into the Super Bowl and then into a 10-1 beginning of this past season.
a very disappointing ending, but I don't take light in 31-7 in the National Football League. That's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary, but what happened thereafter was a disaster. John Lurie, it was his decision to keep Nick. You thought Nick should be fired. I thought he should be. Did Lurie sway you at all yesterday with how he presented things?
No, he really didn't. I thought the statement, the sentence, when we were 10-1, I wasn't sure why we'd won the game. Yeah, we all felt that. We felt the same way.
Yeah.
And I still don't feel like we have the answers. You know, I guess it's just as simple as, okay, new offensive and defensive coordinator are just going to fix everything. It doesn't feel like you've addressed the entire problem.
Well, I will say this.
Is still leading up the chart.
On answers, Lurie gave a, I'll call it somewhat comprehensive answer yesterday about Sirianni's messaging privately to Lurie about how they got to do things differently. And it sounded like this might have been the kind of thing, frankly, that might have saved Sirianni's job. Let's remember, 9 days for that press conference to occur, to, you know, essentially announce that Sirianni was back. Here's Lurie yesterday on some stuff Sirianni had said to him. And this might have been the messaging to save Nick Sirianni's job.
What in particular did stand out about Nick's plans for the future? You called the plan encouraging.
Yeah, very, very proactive. I mean, the things with Nick, I have to say, were really impressive, were wanting to truly improve the ingredients of the offense, truly improve who was going to lead in terms of leading the offense and the direction it would go. Wanted to be much more innovative, much more dynamic. Of course, bring the things that brought us a lot of success, but very open to finding the best possible offensive coordinator, and the same with defensive coordinator. I mean, it's he's an offensive head coach more, but he recognized that Vic Fangio would be somebody that would be an outstanding defensive coordinator for us.
John, as you pointed out earlier, and I thought it was a great point, Sirianni did what Doug did not do. He was willing to change coordinators. And it probably, plus other stuff,
well, I think,
probably saved his job.
I think that quote from Jeffrey, very little ego to go in with that. I think that's very important. So losing 6-7 did count against him, but he gave them whatever they wanted after the season to try to fix it. Unlike Doug, Nick was open to moving his coordinators. That's the difference.
Well, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on, you know, everything Lurie said yesterday. What stood out to you the most? What do you make of his justification for keeping Sirianni? Does it sway you at all? We had a poll right after the season. 71% of people wanted Sirianni canned. Did what Lurie say change the equation at all for you? Plus, James Harden in town. The Phillies start up tomorrow. Flyers obviously in a playoff race, 4 points up with 9 games to go. You can weigh in on all this. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.